各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of our brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天又能够来到会堂，跟大家一起查考神的道理。
And once again, I'm very glad to be able to come to the chapel to study the words of God with you all.
也愿神的福气施给在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
And may the blessings of the Lord be upon all of you seated here today.
今天小弟要跟各位分享的题目是耶稣永远不改变。
Today the topic that I would like to share with you all is that Jesus never changes.
为什么要用这个题目来跟各位弟兄姐妹分享呢？
And why am I sharing on this topic with you all?
因为其实基本上从最近很多不论是国际的情势还是一些环境的变化，
Because actually, recently, no matter if it's to do with a lot of global situations or changes in the environment,
再都显示这几年的变化都比过去几十年的变化都还要来得巨大。
In all these different areas, the changes that have occurred in the past few years are greater than in the past tens of years.
什么是可以不变的呢？
But what does not change?
这是我这个过去一段时间啊一直在思考的一个问题。
And this is an issue that I have been pondering over for some time.
这也是我们身为基督徒应该要深思的一个问题。
And it is also a matter that as Christians we should think about.
所以今天就以这个耶稣不改变的这个题目跟各位弟兄姐妹做一个分享。
And so today I will be sharing with you all on the topic that Jesus never changes.
我们对许多这个美好的一个事物都会有一个美好的一个憧憬想法。
Towards many beautiful things, we have many wonderful thoughts.
希望美好的事情可以延续到永远，永远都不要去改变，保持这个最美好的一个状态。
We hope that wonderful things will never ever change and will be able to keep their wonder forever.
所以人们就是希望说能够借由这个整形美容保持他的年轻。
And so that's why people rely on cosmetics and things like this to keep their youth.
但是我们知道这个是没有用的。
And but we know that this is useless.
我们留下的只是一个叹息啊。
What you are able to keep is just an outer appearance.
所以这个以前我们这个古代有一个诗人啊，他就是有一首就是讲到说这个夕阳无限好，只是近黄昏了。
So in history there was a poet who said, if the sunrise remains constant, then it will only go into the sunset.
就是说这个对于美好事物的一个眷恋。
And then this was his own thoughts towards wonderful things.
可是基本上我们知道这个是在现实生活当中是不可能发生的哈。
But we know that in real life this is not possible.
但是我们身为一个基督徒，我们知道我们信的神基督是他永远是不会改变的。
But as Christians we know that we believe in God and Jesus Christ never changes.
请翻到希伯来书第十三章第八节。
If we turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
希伯来书第十三章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节，耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。第九节，你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去，因为人心靠恩德坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。但那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得益处。所以我们可以知道说，我们刚刚这个所念的，耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远都是一样的。
We know that just as we have just read, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
这个是不会变的。
This will never change.
这是我们这个基督徒应该要一个很深刻的一个认知哈。
And this is something that we must be very sure of as Christians.
接下来我就有几点来跟大家做一个说明。
And I would like to share with you all a few different points.
我们这个在世俗上时常有说这个鸡生蛋，蛋生鸡啊。
So there is a saying of the chicken lays an egg, but the egg hatches a chicken.
基本上这是一个因果关系啊。
And so this is it's a circle.
对，所以这个时常会产生一个非常这个诡异、非常诡异的一个迷思啊，到底是先有鸡还是先有蛋
？And so it brings up a very thought-provoking issue. I mean.Does the egg come first or the chicken?
但是我们的神啊，他是永在的神啊。
But our God is a God who is here forever.
他这个他可以翻一下哈，希伯来书第七章的第三节。
If we turn to Hebrews chapter 7 verse
3. 希伯来书第七章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 3.
第三节。他无父无母无族谱无生之死无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。所以他是无父无母无族谱无生之死无命之中啊，他是这个永在的一个神啊。
And so he is without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, and he is a God who is forever.
虽然他曾经道成肉身来到世上，但是他战胜了死亡，死而复活。如圣经上所讲的，他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。来去自如啊。就是不管是去进去还是出来，都是非常的自由。
And so he had the freedom to come and go as he pleased.
因为他是已经超越死亡的一个战胜死亡的一个神了。
Because he is a God who has already surpassed death.
生和死都是由他来掌握的。
And so life or death is in his hands.
所以这是我们第一个所认知的，他是一个永在的一个神。
And this is the first thing that we are sure of. He is a God who is forever.
第二点。
And the second point.
他的国不改变了。
His kingdom never changes.
其实基本上我们知道，没有一个国家是可以永存的。
We know that in actuality there is no country that can be forever.
尤其像我们中国历史上从这个最早的这个朝代到清朝几乎是这个非常的多啊。
Especially in the history, in the Chinese history, there have been many different emperors.
每一段时间就会有因为战争而消灭一个国家，然后又产生一个新的国家。
But in each different time period, because of battles and wars, new countries arose.
但是神的国它是永远不改变的。
However, God's kingdom never changes.
不会因为时间的经过而消失。
It will not disappear through time.
他的神，他的国是在天上。
His kingdom is in heaven.
是我们未来努力要去的一个地方。
And it is the place which we strive to reach.
我们可以参考诗篇第145篇第十三节。
We can refer to Psalm 145 verse 3.
大家请翻到诗篇145篇。第十三节。
Psalm 145 verse 13.
第十三节。你们，你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。这个就表示说，这个我们未来要去的地方啊，它是永远存在。
And this tells us that the place which we are to enter in the future is everlasting.
而且我们可以从启示录当中可以看到他的国是什么样子的国呢？
And in Revelations we can see what type of kingdom this is.
他有黄金照的街。
There are golden paths.
他这个还有一个碧玉城，就是 Jasper.
And Jasper walls.
这个是这个每一个人都很向往的一个地方哦。
And so it's a place where everybody hopes to reach.
基本上我们在形容这个未来要去的一个地方，其实基本上这个是一个在启示录当中写的蛮清楚的一个的形容的一个字句。
And so in Revelations, this place which we are to go to in the future is described very clearly.
所以这个部分的话，我们在这个任何在世界上所有的这个在豪华的一个地方，在这个奢侈的一个地方，都比不上这个在天上的一个国度。
And so any place on this earth, no matter how rich or luxurious it is, it does not compare to this heavenly kingdom.
那就是它永世存在的一个国度。
And this is a kingdom which is everlasting.
那除了这个永在的神跟永在的一个国度，那其实基本上我们在追求它是它永远不变的一个道理。
And so apart from this everlasting God and everlasting kingdom, what we strive for is the word which never changes.
世界上很多事情它并没有一个绝对性，它是一个相对性。
In this world, there are many things that are not definite.
像科学的话，它是有这个实验来证明它的正确性。
For example, in science, experiments are used to prove their truth.
但是在社会学上面的话，社会学就是包括法律的部分，法律它是讲求这个公平正义。
But in terms of the social subjects, then including law, then they use justice.
但是这个公平正义下面所要保护的是大多数人的利益啊。
But the laws of justice only protects the majority.
但是大多数人的利益就一定是真实的吗？是真理吗？
But is it true that the views of the majority are always the truth?
我想这个是一个见仁见智的一个问题哦。
I believe that this is dependent on each person.
有时候即使像科学一样，它很多有时候它也可能会推翻之前经过很多次实验所建立的一个法则。
Sometimes just like science, theory rules are established through many many different experiments.
就像上次那个张传道，他有提到这个什么是造成这个形成世界最小的一个粒子。
And last time our pastor mentioned what makes up the smallest substances.
本来说是中子，那后来这现在目前又找出另外一种物质这样子。
And originally they had the smallest.Substance, but this has already been refuted.
但是这个是随着这个时间的一个经过，科技越来越发达，所以造成了一个改变。
And so this change happens through the passing of time and through the development of technology.
但是我们所阅读的一个圣经，就是大家所研读、所追求的一个道理。
But the Bible which we read is the word that we are all striving for.
它是有绝对性的、永远不变的一个道理。
It is definite, and it is a word that never changes.
当然，我们在读经的时候要靠着祷告来做一个体验。
Of course, when we are reading the Bible, we need to rely on prayer to experience.
求神给我们智慧，能够借由在读经的过程当中，能够了解神的意思是什么呢？
To ask God to give us wisdom, so that while we are reading the Bible, we can understand His will.
所以，他这个是他的道理啊。就是我们现在目前所读的圣经，它有其绝对性。
And so this is the word, the Bible which we are reading now, and it is definite.
所以这个部分是有关它的道理的一个部分。
And so this is in regards to His word.
接下来我们是谈到这个耶稣，他本身也不改变哦。
And next, I would like to discuss that Jesus Himself never changes.
基本上我们人在世界上有时候会因为时间的一个经过遇到不同的事情，会有不同的一个判断标准。
As a person on this world, we will our sense of judgment will change through time.
但是他可以说是这个始终走一路走来始终如一啊。
But it is something that
就是从头到尾都是一致的，有一致性。
There is a certain standard that goes throughout the time.
不会这个遇到不同的这个压迫还是不同的考验，就说他跟他之前所说的道理不一样的话。
And it will not just change or refute what was said before through pressure or circumstance.
但是他虽然是他碰到压力，但他会这个教我们要如蛇般的灵巧。
Even if you meet any pressures, you'll be taught how to deal with these.
如蛇般的灵巧，就是去避开，
like a snake and be flexible.
避免不必要的一个冲突。
And so that there is not a conflict.
但是他对他一致性的一个理念呢、啊，还是非常的坚持。
However, there is still a very steady belief in a certain standard.
所以这个部分的话，也是我们在身为一个基督徒，在面对世界上的一些试炼。还有试探的时候啊，所需要学习的。
And this is something that as a Christian we need to learn from when we are facing difficulties.
也是在这个每天的这个灵修当中，还是祷告当中，求神赐给我们力量，能够面对不可预测的一个挑战。
And so through every day through our prayers, we should ask God to help us in spiritual cultivation so that we can face these.
那我们在对于这个真理的一个坚持当中啊，我们要特别注意到几件事情。
But when we are steadfast in our faith, there are some issues that we should be aware of.
特别是在我们就是知道神的道理的时候，传扬福音。
And especially when we have known about God's word and we are to preach the gospel.
我们刚刚提到神的道理是不变的。
We have mentioned that God's word does not change.
是有一致性。
It is steadfast.
但是，假如说我们在做传扬福音的时候，擅自加以更改的时候，这是非常严重的事情。
But when we preach the gospel and if we make any changes, then this is a very serious matter.
这边我们请这个翻开加拉太书第一章。
If we turn to Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse.
加拉太书第一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节，我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩造你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者。若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被诅咒。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，你们所受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。所以这个部分呢、啊，就是假如说改变这个真理的一个结果、啊，第一个就是会受咒诅。
And so we can see here that one result of changing the truth is that you will be eternally condemned.
这个是非常一个严重的一个事情了。
And so this is a very serious matter.
因为这个部分的话，这个受咒诅的结果是非常严重。
Because to be eternally condemned is a very serious matter.
所以基本上我们时常要自行审查我们的所跟其他。弟兄，在传福音的时候，是不是有依照神的道理来做一个传扬
？And so we must constantly examine ourselves when we are preaching to others, and examine the gospel we are preaching.
不要因为传扬福音了、啊，因为传错了福音了、啊，而反而受到这个不利的一个结果。
And do not have such a negative outcome through
那第二个就是，假如说这个改变的结果啊，第二个就是受灾祸。
And a second issue is when you are, when you receive trials.
Just like a tragedy or a disaster.
Especially at disasters.
所以这个部分的话，是我们这个在做这个，在这个，在自己本身在读经，还是说在这个做圣工的时候，特别是传扬福音的时候，就特别要注意的。
And so this is something we have to be very aware of when we are reading the Bible ourselves or when we are doing holy work.
所以这个部分就是神的道理它不改变，那改变的话，它所产生有可能一个后果。
And so this is God's word does not change, but if it were to change, then the results that may come from this.
那耶稣还有什么不改变呢？
And so what else does not change with Jesus?
他的爱不改变。
His love does not change.
我想爱这个部分的话，其实基本上在神的国度里面呢、啊，它是算是大爱。
I believe that this love in from God is a great love.
爱人如己啊。
To love others as yourself.
爱弟兄姐妹就如同爱神一样。
To love our brothers and sisters as we love God.
如同爱自己一样。
As you love yourself.
那其实基本上世界上人的爱啊，它是很容易去做一个改变的、啊。
In this world, the love of man can change very easily.
尤其现在目前社会上有一些事情，有一些不法的事情，你可能对这个人施予帮助，他反而过来对你做一些不实的一个指控。
Especially in this world, very often, you may be trying to help someone, but they will come over to restrict you.
所以在路上，你可能看到一个人被车撞到，还是说一个人跌倒。当你要伸手出去要帮助他的时候，你可能会有另外一个想法，说我是不是应该这样做呢？
For example, maybe on the street you see someone who has been run over or in an accident, and you want to lend a hand to help them, but while doing this, you think perhaps I shouldn't.
我想大家假如说有注意新闻的话，之前在大陆有发生一件事情了。
I'm sure that if everybody has been watching the news, then you have seen previously. A news item in China.
有一个小女孩在路上被车子撞到。
There was a little girl who was knocked over by a car in the road.
发生的地点是在车水马龙的一个街道上面。
And this happened in on a highway.
Street.
On a street.
Yeah. 那监视器上面看到至少有大概二三十辆的车子还是行人经过。
And in the news, you can see that at least 20 or 30 cars passed by.
都没有对这个小女孩施出援手。
But no one lent a hand to this little girl.
到最后才由一个见义勇为的一个女孩子去报警，然后把她送医急救。
And only at the end was a courageous girl.Called the police and sent her to
事后他们在这个检讨的时候觉得非常的不可思议啊，为什么在这个车水马龙的这个街道有发生这样的事情，竟然没有人施予帮助。
And afterwards when they were reflecting on this, they felt that it was very astonishing that on such a street there was no one willing to help.
原因是因为之前有很多的案例啊，告诉我们说假如说施予帮助的话，可能会惹上麻烦。
And the reason was becauseprevious there had been many records where peopleif they did help, they brought problems upon themselves.
所以如同马太福音第二十四章第十二节讲到。
And so just as it says in Matthew, chapter 24, verse 12.
因为不法的事情增多啊，许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
Because lawlessness abounds, then love grows cold.
所以这个真的是我们所需要警惕的。
And this is something that we have to be alert on.
尤其是我们在付出爱心的时候，被这个有不平等一个对待。
Especially when we are giving out love and what we receive back is not fair.
更是要求神保佑。
But we must ask God to protect us.
那神的爱，基本上我们可以从圣经上面可以做一个了解。
But we can understand God's love through the Bible.
我们请。翻开第诗篇第二十七篇第十节。
If we turn to Psalm 27, verse 10.
诗篇第二十七篇第十节。
Psalm 27 verse 10。
第十节，我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。所以我们可以从这个经节可以看出来，这个
From this verse we can see,
神的爱是比父母是还要伟大。
The love of God is greater than that of our parents.
其实基本上，我们从成年之后，在跟父母的相处的时间，其实是越来越少。
In truth, once you enter into adulthood, the time you spend with your parents lessens.
所以父母能够给你的爱，他算是有，虽然是满满的，但是有时候是因为时间、空间的一个间隔，他没有办法时常在你旁边照顾你。
And so, although the love that your parents give you is very full, they are not able to be around you all the time.
但是神的爱，他是随时跟着你存在，不管你是在自己本身的家中，还是到出外旅行、工作。
But God's love is always with us, no matter whether you are at home, outside, if you're working, or if you're on travels.
所以，即使是一只迷途的小羊，还是一只小麻雀，神都会那么的爱他，何况是我们人呢
？So no matter if it's a small bird or a lamb, God still loves them, and even more so with us.
那当然就是说，我们要时常抓紧神。
But we must also be watchful.
要敬畏神。
We must fear God.
因为假如说你没有敬畏他，遵守他的诫命，有可能他会离开你。
Because if we do not fear God and we do not keep His commandments, then there's a possibility that He will leave you.
当他离开你的时候，就真的是像一个孤儿一样。
And when He leaves you, then you are truly like an orphan.
没有依靠。
And you have no one to rely on.
所以我们要存着一个敬畏的神的心，抓紧神，因为他的爱是永远在那边等我们的，他不会无缘无故丢下我们而走。
So we must have a heart that fears God and always grasp hold of Him. Because he will not just leave us behind.
在历代志上第十六章第三十四节有说到，历代志上第十六章三十四节。
In First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 34 it says.
他说到：“你们要称谢神，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。”
You must draw near to God because He is kind and His love is everlasting.
所以他的爱是不改变的。
His love does not change.
只是我们人是会变的。
But it is people who change.
所以我们要抓住他，是我们自己要时常祷告、灵修，抓紧他。
And so we must constantly pray and spiritually cultivate ourselves to grasp hold of him.
那他的爱的话，就是会充充满满在我们的身上。
And then His love will fulfill us.
接下来他的应许啊，必成全。
And His promises will be fulfilled.
我们请翻开这个诗篇第三十七篇第五节。
If you turn to Psalm 37 verse 5.
诗篇第三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37 verse 5.
第五节，当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。所以他的一个应许啊，基本上是我们这个所非常要这个记在心里面的。那交托是非常重要的。
If we trust in God, He will.Ensure these things, but we must put our hearts to Him.
那交托是需要信心的哦。
And to be able to cast all upon God, we need faith.
当你对他越有信心，他就越显的能力就越大。
And the more faith that we have in God, then His power will shine greater.
所以我们说这个要完全的交托，要完全的信心。
And so we say that we must completely cast our cares upon God and to have faith in Him completely.
这个是我们需要学习的。
And this is something that we must learn.
因为有时候我们会觉得说自己的能力，还是说自己的一个社会地位是非常的有能力，还是非常崇高。
Because sometimes we may feel that we are very able and our status in this society is very high.
靠自己就可以把所有的事情呢、啊，通通解决。
And by relying on yourself, you are able to solve all matters.
失去了这个敬畏神的心呢、啊。
And you lose the heart to fearing God.
当你成功的时候，都把一切的荣耀不是归给神了、啊，是觉得自己非常的厉害。
And when you are successful, you forget to give glory to God, but you just feel that you are a very able person yourself.
其实这个是神啊不喜欢的事情。
And this is a matter that God does not like.
因为你骄傲的话，就会失去了敬畏神的心。
Because if you become conceited, then you will lose the heart to fearing God.
失去敬畏神的心，神就不会与你同在。
And if you lose the heart to fear God, then He will not be with you.
但是假如说是你把自己贬低，完全信靠神。
But if you lower yourself and completely believe in Him,
显出他的大能力啊。
To show His great power.
我想，你什么事情都不用担心了、啊，而且你的成就会比你之前认为自己的能力还要更好更大。
Then I believe that you have nothing to worry about, and your successes will be greater than if you relied on your own abilities.
所以他的应许啊，是建立在你对他的一个信心跟敬畏上面。
And so his promises are built upon your own fear of him and also your faith towards him.
所以我们刚刚讲了那么多，其实基本上神他是不改变的。
And so from everything that we have spoken about, we can see that God does not change.
但是会改变的是谁呢？
But who is it that changes?
应该是我们吧。
That should be us.
因为我们人是有软弱的。
Because people are weak.
我们对神的信心有时候会有高有低。
And so our faith towards God, sometimes it is high, sometimes it is low.
当遇到不如意的时候，就会抱怨说为什么事情会这样发生呢？
And when we meet matters that are not as smooth, we will ask why is it that these matters have happened?
不管持续的祷告还是没有想不管持续的祷告，神还是没有这个帮助你。
Even though we continuously pray, God still has not helped us.
或者让你得到一个满意的答案。
Or He has not given you an answer you are satisfied in.
那就会觉得说，会怀疑说，到底这个是真的还是假的？为什么都没有办法得到我所想要、所祈求的呢？
And then you doubt and think, is this true or is it false? Why have I not received what I am asking for?
这时候你的信心是在动摇了。
And at this point, our faith is shaking.
所以会变的是我们自己。
And so the person who changes is ourselves.
我们要如何一直保持对神的一个信心？这是非常重要的。
It is very important for us to be able to always sustain an unwavering faith towards God.
尤其像现在这个那么乱的一个时代。
Especially in such a chaotic world.
就像约伯记所讲的，第一章所讲的。
And just as it says in Job chapter 1.
撒旦是在地上走来走去啊。
Satan is walking on the earth.
他走来走去要干嘛？
And what is he doing?
看有没有迷失的羊，看有没有那个信心不够坚定的羊，要把它夺去，要把它给吃掉。所以基本上我们这个是要相当一个警醒啊，要有这个约伯的一个信心，或许这个是我们所需要学习的。即使他房子被烧掉了，田产失掉了，小孩子死掉了。
Even though his house was burnt down and his fields were eaten up and he lost his children.
我想应该这个这个大概是一个形容啊。我想应该这个目前在世界上要发生这个事情，要比它更严重的，应该也是没有那么凑巧、那么刚好的事情这样子。
I believe that in this world now, to receive the same circumstance as all at the same time is not so possible.
他只是告诉我们说，遇到很痛苦的时候，还是遇到非常艰难的时候，对神还是不要丧失他的信心。
But it tells us that no matter what difficulties or painful matters we come across, we cannot lose our faith in God.
要像约伯一样。
And we must be like Job.
虽然他在这个过程当中对神，还说对他与他三个朋友，因为他三个朋友去看他，然后他没有做一个争论。
Although in this process, his three friends went to visit him and discuss with him.
他认为说，像我那么正直、那么爱神的人，为什么会遭遇到这种待遇
？And he felt that, why is it that such an upright person would, would encounter such matters?
他有怀疑啊。
And he did doubt.
但是终究，他还是秉持他对神的一个信心。
But to the end, he kept his faith towards God.
神赐给他之前他所失去更多。
And God gave him even more than what he lost.
所以这个是算是耶稣不改变。但是我们也要不改变才行。
And so although we say that Jesus does not change, but we also need to not change.
耶稣是在那边，是在天上。
Jesus is there, he is in heaven.
那我们已经来到他的殿当中，认识这个真神。
And we have already come to his temple to know this true God.
而且我们知道这个是唯一的神。
And we know that this is the one true God.
我们更要珍惜这个机会。
Then even more so, we must cherish this opportunity.
去把它紧紧的抓住。
And to grasp hold of it.
我想我们是比其他，不管是其他宗教还是其他基督教派的人更幸运。
And I believe that we are much more fortunate than many members of other religions.
他们还在寻寻觅觅，到底什么东西才是不改变的？但是我们已经知道，我们所拜的神是唯一的真神。我们有一个目标在那边了，而不是还在寻寻觅觅的阶段。所以基本上我们已经跨出一大步。但是接下来就是我们要如何抓紧神。
But coming from this afterwards, we have to know how we can grasp hold of God.
如何在事工上面，不管还是在灵修上面，是要更加的付出。
To know how we can give even more through our spiritual cultivation and through our holy work.
我们都知道进天国的路是窄的。
We know that the path to heaven is narrow.
是要努力，努力向上，传扬神的福音。我想这个部分都是我们能够做的事情。所以这个部分的话，也可以跟各位弟兄互相做一个勉励。我们。请翻到这个约翰福音第十四章第六节。
If we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John, chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。神就是道路、真理、生命了。
God is the way, the truth, and the life.
假如说没有借着他的话，我们是没有办法到天上黄金城碧黄金街碧玉城那边。
If not through him, we will not be able to go to heaven where the paths are golden and there are jasper walls.
在这个多变的一个年代嘛，
And in this, ever-changing, time,
我们真的是需要一个安定的一个力量。
We really do need a steady strength.
虽然世界是多变的，
Although the world is ever changing.
但是我们信仰的神，他是永远在那边，他是不变，他永远的爱我们，永远的等我们。
But the God who we worship, He never changes. He is always waiting for us and always loves us.
我们虽然是外界是很纷扰，但是内心是觉得很平静。
And so, our inside we are very peaceful and calm.
所以我想这个部分的话，是这个我们在面临越来越这个严峻的这个时代啊，所需要思考的一个问题。
And so I believe that these are matters that we must ponder over in this chaotic world.
所以今天晚上借由耶稣不改变这个题目，来跟各位弟兄姐妹做一个分享。
And so this evening I've used this topic, Jesus never changes, as a sharing with you all.
也希望这个分享能够给各位弟兄姐妹有更深一层的思考。
And I hope that this sharing can give you all some deeper thoughts to ponder.
接下来我们唱诗第133首。
And let's all sing hymn 133.
Show. 皆亲戚朋友有事要离开，耶稣不离开，耶稣不离开，天请坐。接下来我们要做祷告，请帮助那些需要代祷的人，不管是在病痛中的，或是在学业上事业上遭受到挑战的，都帮他们做代祷。那还有一个就是我们现在目前这个新一祈祷所，他们现在目前正在这个寻求新的一个会堂。那当然就是说他还是当中还是有一些过程要在要走，不过我们就是也代祷能够求神与他们同在。
But of course, through this, there are many processes that need to be run through, and so we ask God to guide them.
能够找到他们最适合的一个会堂。
So that they can find a most suitable church.
那也是能够让我们这个在那个地区的弟兄姐妹有一个很好的一个聚会的一个场所。
And so that our brothers and sisters in that area have a very adequate meeting place.
所以也求把这个新义祈祷所购置会堂的事情放在各位弟兄姐妹的祷告当中。
And so we put this matter also into our prayers.
我们一起跪下祷告。